When do children really leave home? Millions of adults are relying on money from their parents to pay basic living costs. And a recent report says mothers and fathers hand out an average £175 a month per child to help them with standard expenses such as bills and rent. That'd be a chance to be a fine thing, you might tell me. And you might want to pick up the phone and tell me if you could afford to pay that per child. In these tough economic times, is it still a parent's duty to look after their offspring, no matter how old they are? Or is it a time when they should be standing on their own 2 feet? And what age is it? I'd really like to know what you think that age is. As I say, 0845 955 678, text 81771. On the line with me now is the commentator, Fionnuala Meredith. Good morning, Fionnuala. And Steve Miller, who's a straight-talking confidence coach. That's how you're described. Steve?
Described as many things. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Fionnuala, well, you've got a son heading off to university, is that right?
Yes, next year he should be. I have two teenagers and yeah, they do cost a lot. I think the thing is, you don't really add up how much they cost. You know, you're just kind of managing it on a day-to-day basis. And then sometimes there are, of course, the really big expenses like university, which we're absolutely dreading what that's going to cost. So it's when you see it, you know, in this kind of survey where they add up all the costs right into people's 20s and 30s, parents still supporting them. You think thousands and thousands, quite extraordinary.
Yes, if you saw the bill the day you were thinking of having a baby, I wonder. But you know, realistically, many people can't afford to do this. That is the bottom line. But is it your duty, if you can, to support them? Your son, are you going to support him through university? Or should he be getting a job like many American youngsters would be doing to support themselves through university?
I think the balance has to lie somewhere between those two things. I mean, of course, we all find it very hard to say no to our children is the other thing. There's obviously there's the basic kind of support, but we want them to have everything that we can give them. You know, we have that very, very strong instinct in us. So I think it is just getting a balance right between giving them as much as you can, but also encouraging their independence, because it's quite a modern thing, isn't it, that childhood effectively extends right into people's 20s, these days, in some cases into their 30s, and maybe even beyond. And so it's really just trying to do as much as you can for them and sort of send them on their way financially well equipped,
but maybe,
but also
maybe
encouraging
you're,
them to stand on their own 2 feet.
Maybe you're not doing them any favours by doing as much as you can for as long as you can. Maybe a bit of tough love saying, OK, you're on your own now, would be better for them.
I think in some ways that's true. It's just finding where that balance is. But there is an expectation now, I think, and this survey shows that, you know, that parents will continue to support their children, you know, well beyond the age where in previous generations that simply wouldn't have happened. You know, that people would have got married younger, they would have got a mortgage younger, and they would have set out on their own. But I have to say, even from my own perspective, I'm in my 30s now, and I'm still very glad when my mum and dad help me out, and they do help me out from time to time. So it's something to be grateful for as well.
So I'm just wondering what our listeners are thinking of this. At what age do you think a child, an offspring, an adult should be an independent? 0845 955 678. Steve, do you think there is an age when it's enough's enough?
Well, I think it's hard to give a specific age, but I think what's really important is to flood kids with an emotional security rather than a financial security. I mean, I think back to myself. You know, I'm a council house kid. My mum and dad were very poor, and you know, it didn't do me any harm when the day came I was leaving school and they said, right, get on your bike and sort yourself out.
And what age were you?
Well, all through, I've got to say this, you know, throughout my life, my mum and dad always said to me, you know, stand on your own 2 feet. What you get out of life is what you put in. And it kind of motivated me, really. But when I left school, my parents were, you know, you're on your own 2 feet now. Go and sort it all out. And I think this business about, you know, funding kids through university, there is a real alternative. You know, if I had kids now about to go to university, there would be no doubt in my mind, if I couldn't afford it, I'd be telling them, you know, can't afford it, guys. You've got to get on your bike. You've got to find work. Don't make the excuses there's no work out there. You've got to find it. You've got to develop the skills. You've even got to offer your service for free to develop these skills. And eventually, I have to say that I think that develops an all-rounded individual with confidence. I really do.
So we're mollycoddling them, are we?
I think not all kids. Let me get this into perspective. Not all kids are mollycoddled. But I have to say, when I go around universities, you know, visiting on business and stuff like that, I cannot believe the amount of of items of clothing. You know, some of these students, they have cars. Some they have the most up-to-date IT equipment. And to be quite honest, I think there's a lot of sport brats out there. So I think it's about balance. I agree with that. But I do think what we're lacking is a bit of tough love and just saying to kids, you know, it's up to you now. Go out and make your life.
There'll be people listening, I'm quite sure, who left school at 16 or younger and went into a job. But if there isn't a job and education is the way forwards, are you doing them a disservice by not helping them through the next hurdle? The world has changed because, in the early 1900s, children were leaving school at 12 and 14 and going up chimneys or, for heaven's sake, whatever they were doing. They certainly were adults at that age. We've extended childhood, haven't we?
But what we're talking about here is, you know, supporting children with and kids with financial payment and financial security. What I think is better is to flood kids and give them an emotional security and show them that you really believe in them. And that isn't always about, you know, topping up their bank balance. You know, my mum and dad did an amazing job with me. They had no cash. But what they said is, we really believe in you. You know, you've got some talent. Get out there and make a life for yourself. And it did me absolutely no harm at all.
So, Fionnuala, you say, I gather, that you'll always look after your son for whatever he needs. Are you being a bad mother, maybe?
Well, I think it's like I said before, it's doing enough and not too much. And we've got to draw a distinction between supporting your kids in worthwhile ways, like, for example, you know, helping them through university, helping them maybe later on get, you know, money together to put a deposit down for a house, things like that. That, you know, give them a bit of a leg up. Not don't do it all for them, but give them a bit of a leg up. There's a distinction between that and just spoiling them rotten and giving them whatever they want. I mean, of course, no one would say that was in any way beneficial for your child. And I agree with what Steve's saying. Often it does happen, and you see these kids. I've seen them driving around. I saw a guy driving a beautiful Alfa Romeo with our plates in the back. He's like, how the heck did he afford that? I bet his mum and dad bought it for him. You know, so there's a dividing line between support and indulgence, and we've just got to all hope that we get the right balance between those two things.
Steve?
Yeah, I think I tend to agree there. I mean, I just think that all of this talk about funding kids through university is a bit of a... We've got to think a bit out of the box here in terms of there are other ways to educate yourself. You know, when I went into work, I actually did... I was you know, funded through my employer to do postgraduate qualification. And because I just couldn't afford to do it full time. And there are other ways that you can educate yourself. And I just think we are infatuated with this kind of myth that to be successful, for your kids to be successful, they've got to go to university. And I tell you what, it's complete nonsense. And if you talk to, you know, the vast majority of millionaires in the UK have not been to university. They haven't. And they're, you know, they're very successful. So there's different ways of doing things. Just flooding kids with money and saying, here's your meal ticket, off your trot, enjoy yourself, I think can do more harm than good. I think what's really useful is when you turn around to a kid and say, hey, up to me, it's time for you now to stand on your own two feet. Get out there and make a life for yourself.
You see, it's not just about university, because this survey is saying that 1 in 10 parents admits they've spent all the money they had on their sons and daughters. They say that 1.6 million adults who receive financial support from parents still live with their parents. 12% of them are over 40, and just a third are in their 30s. So we're not just talking about university.
I cannot believe that.
What happens, Fionnuala, when your son comes back from university, moves back home again, and you're still supporting him and he's still at home?
Well,
I mean, What is a cut-off point?
Well, goodness, I'm hoping that I'll have fostered enough independence and that he will want to strike out on his own, because that's the healthy way. And that's what Steve's saying. And OK, he's taking issue with the idea of going to university. But even if kids do, the fundamental thing is to motivate them, to give them that sense of confidence and independence to be able to strike out and have their own life.
But if you're putting money in their pocket,
up to a point. I mean, you're not just going to fund their whole lifestyle. That would be foolish. But equally, you know, let's not take it to extremes. We're not going to say, all right, that's you. You're 18 now, you know, clear off now and make your own way. I think, you know, there's got to be an answer between those two things. As for coming back after university, I know that's increasingly common because people just can't find jobs, young people can't find jobs, and they, you know, find it hard to make ends meet. I must say, I would never say to my son, no, don't come back. I would always want him to feel that he had a place with us if he needed it. But I'm hoping that he has enough get up and go that he can strike out on his own and make it work for himself. And what Steve's saying is right in the sense too that you do need to foster this sense of kind of emotional independence. It isn't just about money. It's about giving them the confidence to feel that they can make a way for themselves. But well, also one more quick thing I would just say, it's really important not to exploit the parents either. That thing about, you know, parents giving all their money to their kids, but there's something very wrong there. There has to be a balance.